How did you tell the horses to start and stop?
Get up. Yeah, get up.
Mm-hmm.
That's a start. And whoa, a stop.
Okay. How do you remember how to you would hook a mule or a horse up to a plow?
Oh yeah.
Different parts.
Yeah, the different parts. The first thing you did, you put the bridle on the horse.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing, you put the collar on. And then on top of the collar, we've got something here now, out at my museum, hames. And the hames came around the collar and fastened with a hame string. It was leather.
Mm-hmm.
And you tied it, the hame string. It had a big old knot on the end of it. And what was sometimes called rawhide, it was leather, but rawhide. It hadn't been too well refined. And then there was a back band that fitted across the horse's back and held on to the trace chains. The trace chains fitted the hames and went back to the single tree.
Mm-hmm.
And the single tree was a wooden piece, and then the single tree had what we call a clevis iron. I reckon it was C-L-E-V-I-C-E. Clevis iron that fastened onto the plow.
Have the same kind of setup for a wagon or a buggy?
Well, no, you had a harness.
Mm-hmm.
So you couldn't back with a plow. If you want to back the horse, you'd have to lift up the plow and pull it back.
Mm-hmm.
Back, back. And the horse would back, but you had to move the plow. But for a buggy, carriage or wagon, you had a harness that fitted on, and it attached to the shafts, and so the horse could back, and so he pushed the vehicle back too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then under here, we had a band called the girth, I think, G-I-R-T-H.
Mm-hmm.
It was rope or leather. And that was so when the horse backed, the shafts wouldn't fly up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if you back, the shafts might fly
mm-hmm.
up. But you had it tasten underside.
Mm-hmm.
And I think on buggies, sometimes they had a leather one and had a snap on it.
And what if you had two horses on something?
You had double single trees. And use the same kind of harness.
Mm-hmm. What was it attached to on the wagon?
A tongue. T-O-N-G-U-E.
Okay.
A two-horse wagon had a tongue. There's a horse on each side.
Mm-hmm. All right. What about the roads now? What kind of what would you call this that goes from your place out to
Well, this is an avenue leading out to the road because mm-hmm. it's a private road and we have to keep it up ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, I remember when there wasn't a paved road in this county
mm-hmm.
and the roads were terrible. Of course, I don't remember when the first cars came. Of course not. Because we had just a few cars and the horses would get frightened at cars. Some horses would. And if you'd see a car coming, you'd have to drive off as far side of the road as you could, and sometimes get down and hold the horse's, hold the bridle, because it'd be so frightened. And sometimes horses would be frightened at trains.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go to Turkey and tie the horse, and the train came, sometimes we'd have to go and put a sack over the horse's head so that he couldn't see, he could hear, but he couldn't see.
I'd be more scared like that, I think.
And sometimes we get to a bad bridge.